"My dear friend, my best friend," cried little Hans. "You are welcome to all the flowers in my garden. I would much sooner have your good opinion than my silver buttons any day." And he ran and plucked all his pretty primroses and filled the miller's basket.
"Goodbye, little Hans," said the miller, as he went up the hill with the plank on his shoulder and the big basket in his hand.
"Goodbye," said little Hans, and he began to dig away quite merrily. He was so pleased about the wheelbarrow. The next day he was nailing up some honeysuckle against the porch, when he heard the miller's voice calling to him from the road. So he jumped off the ladder and ran down the garden and looked over the wall. There was the miller with a large sack of flour on his back.
"Dear little Hans," said the miller, "would you mind carrying this sack of flour for me to market?"
"Oh, I am so sorry," said Hans, "but I am really very busy today. I have got all my creepers to nail up, and all my flowers to water, and all my grass to roll."
"Well, really," said the miller, "I think that considering that I am going to give you my wheelbarrow, it is rather unfriendly of you to refuse."
"Oh, don't say that," cried little Hans. "I wouldn't be unfriendly for the whole world." And he ran in for his cap and trudged off with the big sack on his shoulders.